Okay, good evening, everyone. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Kuf Aleph that when a person davens Shmona Esrei, it should be quiet. A person should daven Shmona Esrei being quiet, and this is learned out from a pasuk from Chana, as I'm sure many of you know, that the pasuk says that when Chana davened, it says that her voice was not heard, that her voice was not heard, and we learn out from her that a person should be quiet when they daven Shmona Esrei. Shulchan Aruch says that a person should not daven just believe, not only in their heart, just to scan with their eyes. A person does need to verbalize the words loud enough that they could hear themselves. That doesn't have to be too loud, but just loud enough that they could hear what they are saying, but it should be verbalized and not totally in their heart. Low enough, the place can tell us that a person that is dalad amos away from them, about 6 or 7 feet away from them, won't hear them, but not too loud that the person that far away should hear them, besides that they shouldn't disturb the other person, but it should be loud enough at least that they could hear what they are saying. If a person just scanned the words, then they are not yotzei the Shmona Esrei. But if they did verbalize the words, just they didn't hear themselves, then the Mishnah Berurah says a person is yotzei the Shmona Esrei b'di Eved, that does work, but that's as far as technical, if it works b'di Eved. Definitely the main thing we need to know is that preferably a person should verbalize the Shmona Esrei loud enough that they could hear themselves, but not too loud that somebody 6 or 7 feet away from them can hear. If a person is sick and they can't verbalize the words, then, let's say they're sick in bed or in the hospital or whatever it is, then the Rama says that then they are allowed to do it just in their heart. They could do it belibo, that is sufficient, but that's only in special situations. After a person finishes Shmona Esrei, they take 3 steps back. That's halacha that you all know. The Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Chaf Gimel tells us that after Shmona Esrei, a person should take 3 steps back, just like an eved, like a servant that leaves his master. There's other reasons given, but that's the reason of the Shulchan Aruch, that just like an eved, they don't just simply walk away. They take 3 steps back, walking away from their master. The Mishnah Berurah says that the way a person should do the 3 steps is the following. You'll have to concentrate and visualize, but it works like this. When a person stands Shmona Esrei, their 2 feet are standing side by side, as we mentioned in the other shir. The first foot to go back is a person's left foot. In a regular case, when a person is a righty, then the left foot goes back first. The Mishnah Berurah explains because that's the weaker foot, and we don't want to look like we're rushing away from Hashem. So you move the left foot back first, and you move it that the toes of your left foot reaches the back of the right foot, meaning it's like, if you want to call that a half a step. So you moved first the left foot back, that the toes of your left foot, the front of your left foot, reaches the back of your right foot. Next, step number 2 is your right foot goes a whole step back all the way, that the toe of the right foot hits the back of the left foot, meaning you pass the left foot and then the right foot is behind it. And then the 3rd step is the left foot once again equal up to the right foot. So it's a half a step with the left, then a full step with the right, and then another half a step with the left. If it's bigger than that, then it looks like you're running away from Hashem. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So definitely that should not be done. So it's left, right, left. And the halacha is, the Bir Halacha and others tell us that a lefty should move their right foot back first, because that is their weak foot. When we say a lefty, this should mean a lefty in their feet. If somebody is a lefty in their hands, but in their feet, their right foot is the stronger foot, which personally that happens to be the case by me, then I'm a lefty, but feet-wise, whenever I played kickball or whenever I kicked field goals, my right foot was always my stronger foot. So then you just do it regular. Whatever, depending on the feet, whichever is your stronger foot, so then you do the other foot back first. Then left, right, left, or for someone whose strong foot is the left foot, then you do right, left, and right. If a person can't do those steps, let's say there's a wall behind them or a chair, then the Mishnah Berurah brings those that say not to move back at all, because to do smaller steps is just pointless. However, the place can tell us that a person can do to the side. If there's a wall or a chair immediately behind them, it's preferable not to daven there, but if they do, then they could walk 3 steps sideways, either diagonal or sideways. But if a person can't do sideways either, they can't do backwards, and they can't do sideways or diagonal, then Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach tells us, and others, that a person could do smaller steps if necessary. As long as it's three, a person still has to fit three steps, but it could be smaller steps, not all the way back to the back of the other foot, but it's definitely preferable not to daven in such a place. After a person walks back those three steps, then they wait the amount of time it takes to walk four amos, which is a few seconds, not too far. Then you wait that amount of time, and then you walk three steps back forward, doing the exact opposite of the way you walked back. To bounce up three times, there is no source for such a minhag. Reb Chaim Kanevsky says he doesn't know such a source. When I told my students in Brooklyn that I do not bounce up three times because there is no source, they had like a shocked look on their face. There is no such source for it. If you've been doing it until now, if you want to continue, fine, you could continue. I once saw a pshat, but it's not necessary to say it because there really is no source to bounce up three times. If somebody is in a wheelchair, then Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says they should move back the amount, the distance, they should estimate the distance of three steps, and you move back that amount of space, but obviously there's no actual steps for a person who is in a wheelchair. And this halacha that we mentioned in the beginning, that a person davens quietly, is a famous question that a lot of people ask. Why should we not daven quietly? Why do we have to daven out loud? Hashem knows what we are thinking. That's something that we believe. We all know that Hashem knows the thoughts in our mind. So even if I need to daven, but why do I need to verbalize it? Why do I need to say it out loud? Why can't I just do it quietly in my mind? So the Maral says, and I'm just going to elaborate a little bit, but the Maral says the following, that the reason is there's four steps in creation. There's domain, that means an inanimate object, like a table or a chair or a rock. That's the lowest level, domain. One above that is tzomeach, something that grows, like plants and trees. One level above that is behema, which is an animal, but that includes animals and chayas and birds and bugs. Those are able to walk around and they're able to converse with each other in certain ways. That's the third level, that's the second to highest. And the highest level is Adam. And Adam is able to speak. That is what a person has over a behema. Says the Maral, if a person doesn't speak when they daven, then they're basically just like a behema. A behema has certain desires, certain needs that need to be filled, but they don't have that ability to daven to Hashem. The whole advantage that we have over a behema is the fact that we're able to speak. Says the Maral, that is why when we're coming to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to ask our requests, it needs to specifically be in a speaking manner, our advantage over a behema. And the Pasuk tells us in Parashas Bereishis that a person has an ability to speak, Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim, that Hashem blew into the mouth of Adam a neshama, and the Targum Unkelis says that means a ruach mamalala, which means the ability to speak. And a person is, since Hashem blew the neshama in our mouth, we are a chelek eloka mimal, we are a portion of Hashem, and we have a little bit of Hashem inside of us. Specifically by a yid, we are a portion of Hashem. By a bris, we say kel chai chelkenu tzureinu. We are Hashem's portion, and Hashem is a portion of us, that we are special, we are different than anybody else. And the Chassam Sofer says, I do believe it's the Chassam Sofer, I once heard, that he says that all the statistics and any medical research that is done by the non-Jews, that is not relevant to Jewish body. To a Jewish body, we don't go with any of the statistics. Anything can happen when it comes to a yid. And that's very important to know, that whatever statistics, the chances of somebody surviving, the chances of this, and medicine works for this, and it does for this sickness, and it does for this person, and not for another, he says that's not a proof when it comes to a Jewish person. Yes, Hashem runs the world al pi derech hateva, by nature, and generally it's going to conform, but he says it's definitely not a proof 100%. And that is so important when we come to daven for a chola, whether a chola is davening for themselves or whether we are davening for somebody else, that whatever a doctor tells somebody, it's not for sure etched in stone that that's what's going to be, especially by a yid. The koyach of tefillah, the koyach to daven, that we come and we daven for this chola and for any other chola, we say tehillim, however we daven for a person, tefillah has the koyach, has the power to uproot anything, and especially when it comes to a Jew, that we are not under the auspices of all the other statistics or any other facts when it comes to the rest of the world, we have to know that the power of tefillah is so strong, whether it's shachris, mincha, or ma'ariv, or whether it's just tam saying a kapitul tilim, it's so important to be able to daven, because we know that tefillah could accomplish anything that we put our minds to. Okay, everyone should have a good night.